Открытое небо.
Open heaven. I think you saw or heard about those things. Two churches might be on one street. In one, God moves, in other, it's just stay on in the same position for 40 years. They are sleeping. I mean, in a spiritual sleep. I would like to give you opportunity to understand. You couldn't with your flesh do spiritual things. Everybody has to understand me. To do something spiritual, what God is calling you, you have to go from natural to supernatural. What I mean?
When you are minister to God, and when you live,
the miracle and signs follow your life, and you change lives. Everybody from us, doesn't matter who you are, you are prophecy, pastor or singer,
or you singing songs,
maybe you composing them, and upon your ministry, heaven supposed to be open. And today I would like to tell what God put on my heart long time ago, and I was waiting till I can release it for the church. And this topic comes in the foundation one, and as a Christian you need it. Otherwise, your ministry wouldn't fly. What does it mean? You wouldn't have a quietness. You will live in depression. And you will kind of try to speed up and wouldn't really move further. You wouldn't have success because the only one thing you don't have, the heaven is not open upon you. Jesus didn't go to the ministry until heaven wasn't open on his life. And I will talk about some anointing people from the Bible, and I will show that for everybody of their life, they had an open heaven time. And as soon as it happened, their life became from natural to supernatural. And I always dream, maybe many years ago, maybe about 15 years ago, I dreamed that if I am, any time, will be a minister, I would like to have a testimony in my life, like unstopped, that people's life changed. And you know, now I receive a lot of testimonies, even I couldn't read all of them, but I get it back. Sometimes 11 years old children writing, and adults, like 60 years old, all ages, and God does something. And I would like to ask you a question. That area where you are working, where you are in, is heaven open upon you? You, if not, your ministry will be attacking and you will be suffering. But when upon your life and upon your ministry heaven is open, Holy Spirit is moving, and in your life there is the supernatural things. Why? Because you passed the test. It's how you can recognize church from church, anointing person from another anointing person. And let everybody answer the question, if I am a musician, is heaven open upon my life? You know that David was the psalm writing, and heaven was open upon his life. Other way, we wouldn't read them today. And doesn't matter what is your age, everybody is enjoying those psalms, what David wrote. And we can take lots of wisdom, his mistakes, his forgiveness, and his ministry was supernatural. And he went over there when heaven was open upon his life. And this topic, it's not for a people who just first time met God recently, and it probably will be difficult for them, but this topic is for them who is in the ministry and dream about something, and they become to met the destiny of their life, and they question themselves, why I'm not progressive, why I'm not success, I have the same Bible, how he has, why he has a success and I'm not. and I would tell, is heaven open upon your life?
Что я имею в виду под открытым небом, дорогие мои? Это когда
it's
из естественного from
natural,
приходит какой-то момент, ты переходишь в сверхъестественное. Теперь ты тот же самый, ты говоришь
exactly
те же слова,
same,
но твои слова
word,
уже являются духом и жизнью, потому что когда ты открыл
spirit,
небо, когда над тобой небо открыто, Дух Святой начинает работать через твои слова. Вы слышите меня? Когда Дух Святой открыл небо над тобой, и ты полностью работаешь в той сфере, где открыта
totally
твоя
work,
сфера и твое небо. Если ты написал псалом или песню, даже ты уйдешь с этой земли, а она будет продолжать работать, изменять жизнь. Вы знаете, о чем я говорю?
You will go
есть,
out from the, your life and leave the ground, you know, and come to heaven. It will keep working. It's when the God takes the just simple talent
and
anointed it, and this talent
becomes
supernatural.
Есть,
you understand what I mean?
Знаете, песни, песни
so it's basically some songs might be just simple songs
песни,
for your soul, but some of them for the Spirit who releases the glory of God on the earth. And sometimes we amazed, why? You just simply sank over there and go other place and glory of God came on that place. And some people looking for the sources, how to do that, that everything what God gave me, all my prayers, songs and words become alive. Sometimes the one preacher had spoke only one sermon, and it can change so many lives. And you can take 200 and other sermons, and he might be even smarter, but the heaven is not open on him, and it's just simply words. They just slowly move on your head and ears, and you don't understand. What was that about? It's not registered inside of your spirit. And it means you didn't reach your goal. It means you try to shoot in a target and there is no results. You didn't reach the goal. It's what I'm afraid in my ministry. When I will just pray, fast, preach, and in the end of my life, I don't reach nothing. And some people might say, oh, praise the Lord. No. I didn't sin my life. This is one. But to reach the good point, this is another
topic.
Is heaven open upon your life, upon your business? And I have some friends. There in Seattle, and one guy came to me, and everybody saying,
crisis,
and he said, I made a commandment, a testament with a God, and now I have a double portion of the my business going up in a double speed, and I don't feel any hard situation in economic. And I can ask, is heaven open upon your business? And you will have a same bad situation, you know, with your financing. And you will ask God, why? And I will ask you a question. Is heaven open on your life? If God called you, and you, and some people who we can read in an Acts, book of Acts, they really couldn't do lots of miracles, but they can serve with a with the money, with the financing, and they paid off the ministry. So they were servants with the financing, and they were blessed in that area. I'm talking about every area in your life. If you are a musician, you're supposed to be anointed. Other way, don't go up on a stage. Receive and open the heaven upon your life. I can tell about myself, how I came from the natural to supernatural. And some people who even hate me, they keep listening my sermons.
Это сверхъестественно.
How?
Скажи мне,
it's supernatural.
Ты будешь есть что-нибудь протухшее?
Tell me, are you going to eat something what is rotting?
Нет.
And expire it?
Я не
no.
люблю.
You don't like it. Why?
Это сверхъестественно, представляешь? Я не люблю.
Because it's supernatural, and even if you don't like, I hate it. And you still listening.
Этот Шаповалов, он приводит меня в шок. У тебя еще проповедь.
This Шаповалов is shocking
так
me.
Так он же тебя в шок приводит, не слушай его.
Why you listen
еще
him?
Еще одна проповедь, чтобы до полного шока дойти.
I wanna just one more that I will have 100% shocked after that. Are you listening?
Это сверхъестественно.
This is supernatural.
Это я так
How?
Скажу. Ты не любишь получать тикеты.
If you don't like receive tickets.
Не любишь получать тикеты. Это представляешь, ты перед каждым капом разгоняешься до 120.
It means like you
и
are
опять он тебя ловит,
speeding
говорит,
up until
тикеты.
120 and they cut you and
это сверхъестественно.
Next time
почему?
You try to speed up again, speed
Их
up again.
Разум говорит, ненавижу.
And some people
а Дух говорит,
in their mind
больше,
saying, I hate. And spirit saying, give me more
знаете,
because I am hungry. You know that sometimes the mind is not really communicate with the spirit. It's conflicted. It's supernatural.
You are birthed
from above spirit looking for the spiritual food. And your spirit heard it. And your head saying, it's awful. But spirit is asking, give me more and more. And spirit saying, it's good, it's yummy. What is this? What does it mean? This means that I'm not giving hard time for myself.
I'm just getting happy. И смотрите, когда... Ко мне один раз подошел пастор.
One time
знаете,
one pastor came
я,
to
знаете,
me, and not
туда,
only
туда,
one.
Бываю, знаете,
I sometimes I'm moving there and there and just traveling.
Иногда, знаете,
and some people
говорят,
just came to me and said, Pastor,
темы, сколько часов
tell me
ты пребываешь
to
в молитве,
say
в
those
посте,
topics. How many hours are you praying and stay in a secret place? How many hours you spend to prepare those sermons? And he's saying, you have to think so long time. And I'm telling rule number one, it's have a life with God. There is the Holy Spirit who is looking for someone who stops thinking. And start to give exactly how Spirit given you. And long time ago, I stopped to live before people. I'm a God servant. If somebody taking something and life are changing, there is the good results.
Сверхъестественное служение.
Supernatural ministry.
Если ты христианин, ты Christian, хочешь ходить
you
в сверхъестественное.
Want to move in
иначе ты будешь просто
way,
религиозной, естественной хлопушкой,
will be religion person,
которая будет набираться, хлоп!
Who will just like blew out
люди понаслаждались тобой и у тебя заряда
like
хватило на один раз
good moments
мои,
like only few moments and you didn't in charge
славе,
anymore
где постоянно
can you be
течет,
in that glory where all
течет.
The time is flowing heaven
не
keep opening it's not only one time no, not only for holidays
сфере,
when
жизни,
heaven is open
служении,
in your area your life and your ministry No matter where you are, there is the supernatural flowing and you not understand what happened.
And
people asking, what are you doing that those things are happening? And I'm telling nothing. And I'm saying, everything what I receive from God, I just write them down and say it over. And some people don't understand how it's come. Somebody just going like about 10 Bible schools, and I'm not against them because I used to go over there and finish them. But it's not the foundation of your success. The foundation of your success is heaven open upon you.
Some,
you know, sometimes the
знаете,
heaven
я,
was open
я, честно,
upon donkey. Bible is very wonderful and wondering book. The heaven was open one time and donkey start to speak. And I'm selling, I'm better than donkey.
So when I have heaven opened,
if he can use donkey, it will be easy to use me. Amen? And we are supposed to understand God is not looking for the smartest one. He's looking for the one who will be more obeyed than anybody else. Who can bring the message and wouldn't put his own ideas. And sometimes we just try to not say in all everything or small details. And we cut off everything what God was going to tell to the people. And when God said to the prophets to prophesy, they were saying, oh God, they wouldn't listen to us. But God was saying, you're supposed to say it out.
Вы знаете, это одно из самых первых уроков,
который Бог
меня научил.
That God taught me.
До того, как Бог сказал нам открыть церковь, начать служение,
before God spoke me to open the church and we start to
Бог сказал, откройте небо. Мы не понимали, мы стояли в кругу маленькая группа,
and God was telling me
the heavens supposed to be open.
We just simply praying and we asked,
мы поняли, God, open the heaven,
open the heaven, and we understood that open open heaven we can reach from our side because God did His side already. And some people is telling that you have to fast. Daniel fast and I'm finished. Daniel fast. And Daniel fast. It's not just simply 21 days to be on a veggies.
And
you have to keep praying until your prayer is answered. And on the 21st day, the angel came to him. And I'm just thinking that, and there is the saying in the Bible, as soon as you asked, I already went out with the word of God to you. But the principality were against me. And from the Daniel side, he has to be a breakthrough and breakthrough. And you know what happened? The first what happened? There was the breakthrough in his life. And you know that after that event, his life from Daniel's life became from natural to supernatural. He began to see the things that some of them are still waiting to be in life and still waiting. It's still the prophecy and we're waiting until it's happened.
The last of book,
last chapter of Daniel, he saw the things he couldn't even describe them because his life became supernatural. And oh, how I dream to be in supernatural.
You not sacrifice.
And when you open your heaven, this is the war. Everything is against you, people. Sometimes your family not understand you. What happened with you? They try to stop you, and you keep fighting. What is this? I'm opening my heaven. And you know what? When we open our heaven, the supernatural thing appears in our life.
Но те, которые хотят, but им эта тема так необходима,
want,
дорогие мои. Первое правило. Ты скажешь мне,
topic, the rule number one, you will ask me, how can I open my heaven? There is two persons standing up. One has an open heaven, he has the glory of God, he has a revelations all the time, he is with God. And another one, all doors, he knocking in, fasting and praying. Everything is closed. What is this? The another one opened his heaven. How you can open your heaven? There is no formulas and principles. You're supposed to stop to play the game,
to
serve the God. The principle number one in your life, you must stop to play a game.
You know that
now it's not you are sitting here. It's your
representative.
He He is unseen, and all the time he is nice. Why are you laughing? I understand I'm speaking with representatives. It's not you are sitting. If you will be honest, you will be just crying out and asking, I'm the sinner, please pray for me, because I'm not going where I am supposed to go. I'm going to hell. And we asking, how is your life? Oh, I wish you will have that. I'm sorry. I'm honest. You know where you came. And what you can count to come here, it's to meet the honesty. What happened? We are must to understand one thing. The heaven supposed to be open upon you. The principle number one, the game and play to make a church stop. If God is not there, there I'm saying God is not there. And they asking, who give you rules to say us that? And Bible is saying same thing. Where is the God?
Yes.
It's where the God's glory moving and life are changing. When God is moving through His body and miracle happened all the time. What is that? This is the church of the last day. Welcome. Church of the last day. Look. First principle. Let's give and try to remember the Gideon ministry. Do you know how he came from natural to supernatural? I will explain you. I'm not going to read it from Bible because time is going up and I want to say lots of things. The Gideon ministry came from natural to supernatural when he met army of enemies. He was hiding from Madianites.
Потому что in a cave. Только трусы.
And he wasn't bold man because bold man's not hiding. How come he became a leader of the war? And he was hiding and tried to make some bread for him. He was really angry and impatient. This is really good. Are you like where you are in? And you know what I like? He was honest. And he didn't have his representative. Do you know what does representative mean? I can go deeply if you don't understand. Representative, it's like not really nice things. And it's all the time will tell you what not is real. Because his rule that everybody will think good about you. But you're supposed to open yourself and be honest. He is hiding in a cave. An angel came to him and say, "Hi, a strong man." If there was a representative, he will say, "Amen, brother angel." He will say, "Oh, glory of God! Finally, somebody saw myself here inside in a cave with a small pile of wheat, and they got a good results of myself." Since he didn't have his representative, his speech was on a different way moving.
И он что говорит?
And what he's saying?
Sorry, третья проповедь бывает. И смотрите.
And he's saying, he just put his tools on the side and stopped to do everything what he did. If God will be with us, why is everything is looking like that?
Что он ему говорит? Нет с нами Бога.
And his speech is finished on that. He said, God is not with us. God left us.
Наконец-то.
And he was shocked, and angel was saying, finally, I found honest man without his representative.
And
he's seeing everything on the right way, and I will give him anointing to change this situation. You know why situation not changing in your life? Because you are lying all the time. And sometimes they asking, how are you? You're saying good. If you will saying bad, they will pray for you, and it will change it.
Нельзя в лицо.
And you know what? You couldn't say bad thing. You say, oh, all normal. But you can say, I spent last money, and I don't have any more to come back to home to pay my gas. Because all the time we do something what we're not supposed to do. And God liked that man because he didn't play the God's role. You know how many people playing because they made his God as the ministry, and you couldn't say anything against that idol. We did our fence, rules, we just lay hands on somebody. And my question, is God there? If God is there, it's their miracles will be there. If there is no miracles, guess what is that?
Красивая,
good
гуманитарная
and nice, and maybe
которая
really good
людям,
social organization helping other people.
Назови
I'm not against, but
Amen.
Don't call it church.
Первая гуманитарка
call it Salvation Army. The first Salvation Ukrainian
Союз
Salvation Army.
Гуманитаристов.
And make a union of
Церковь
the helping brothers.
Запомните
Church,
это
it's what's supposed to change this world. Remember this on all your life. Maybe you not believe. Maybe I should read some scriptures from the Bible. And I would like to see the first church
там, где
where you are light. There is death come, as it said in the act. And I understand God is the merciful God. This is the time that you fill out the, your yearly taxes. This is the time of grace. Be honest. If you will cut over here, you will last in, on the other end. God will help them to find honestly.
Что ты имеешь в виду?
What do you mean?
Надо быть честным.
You have to be honest.
Честным. Я лучше расплачусь со всеми вещами здесь.
I better pay off here, then I will pay over there in heaven.
О, Иисус.
Oh, Jesus.
Помоги нам перестать играть в церковь.
Stop to play in church.
Людьми.
Help us to be honest people.
Как Гедеон. Вы знаете, почему Бог его использовал?
You know why
Потому
God
что
used
этот
him?
Человек
Because
видел
this
ситуацию
man
честно.
Saw situation
ты хочешь, чтобы
honestly.
Бог тебя использовал?
Do you want that God will use you?
Видишь ли ты ситуацию?
Number one, are you seeing situation honestly, or you keep playing religion
а ты меня не видишь?
Game? But you're not seeing me.
А у нас Бог. Дорогие мои.
My dear,
я тебя не пытаюсь раздражать, ты сам раздражаешь.
I'm not try to make you angry.
Я имею в виду,
я просто
констатирую факт.
I'm just saying you
facts. Ну, происходит много.
I understand there is lots of things happen and moments.
Но ты просто, чтобы не раздражаться, ты должен честно посмотреть на себя.
You're supposed to be honest.
С нами?
And ask yourself, is God with us?
О, так я. А что ж тогда с нами?
And then, what is with us? Why we are here? When God will came in His nation, you will see what's gonna happen. Now we just only preparing. We just only begin praying and begin waking up from religion coma. We're supposed to take those things. How you are seeing situation correctly. The first thing that heaven will open upon you. Are you seeing situation honestly? Are you speak truth and right? I understand your famous will maybe go down. But somebody supposed to do it. Doesn't matter. Are you
popular
or somebody hates you? But somebody has
Если
to release
хочешь, скажи,
those topics.
Как ты меня
If you wanna, you just say, God, whatever you want me to use, just use. I would like that heaven will open upon me. Do you know that heaven is open upon honest people?
Хорошо, Гедеон. прекрасная личность. Небо было открыто, когда он был честным.
Heaven was open when he was honest. He just simply said, there is no God with us. If God will be with us, our kids wouldn't be used drugs. Will be the divorces in the families. Will be all of those horrible things around us. If God with us, and he will see. And God told him, go and save Israel people. And supernatural things start to become in his life. I would like to ask you, how with 300 guys you can have a victory with the animals? And there was lots of them. They were like a sand on a beach.
Мне надоело, что нас с вами пожирают.
You know, I'm tired that we are always
что христианство превратили в ложь. Вы слышите?
Become like a not honest Christianity.
Когда моя голова будет съедать.
Maybe somebody heard me, even maybe on that time when I become have all gray hairs on my head. But I would like to have a real God and a live God in His glory. And I would like to see His miracle on my land. And I don't want to live all my life to play the role and just close my eyes on the right situation and say it's normal. Somebody is supposed to say truth. If there is some more honest people will be with me, we can keep going.
Мы говорили с вами о Данииле.
We were talking about Daniel and open heaven. He was fasting.
Бог тебе открыл.
How you can open your heaven? God will reveal you.
Помните
Иакова? I remember Jacob.
Уникальная личность.
It's very unique person.
Если брать Старый Завет, это был бизнесмен Старого Завета.
If you will open the Old Testament, he was businessman of Old Testament.
Что происходило?
What happened in Jacob's life? Let's memorize a little bit. Jacob was lying and took blessing. His mother just cooked some meat and dad gave him all inheritance. That when Esav came, and he asked, are you give everything? Yes, everything.
Злой,
he was really angry,
сказал,
and he said,
дней, плача,
as soon as we will bear it,
значит,
our father,
говорит,
I will speak with my brother. What happened?
Иаков, он это понял,
Jacob understood
что that папу не стоит дожидаться, пока
that
он
he not supposed to wait until his dad passed away. He took his baggage and ran. You remember
он
that moment?
Без ничего.
Смотрите, he had nothing and ran. And
когда
see
бежал,
how open his heaven. He made a covenant with a God. And now we're talking about success. I'm not only speaking about the spiritual area. I'm speaking about the financial blessing. It's not natural. It's a supernatural. It's all supernatural miracles. Look what happened. When he came to his uncle, who also wasn't a foolish man, and he was saying, okay, I have a servant, and my son-in-law will work for me for one daughter, and then he exchanged them. There was something serious that he didn't recognize Rachel from Leah, and he couldn't return Leah back to the father. And Jacob asked, what did you do? You're supposed to work more and more, seven more years. years. So what is that happened? That uncle wasn't unsmart. He had just like free labor. And Jacob said, I supposed to move somehow in my financial success. And he came to his uncle. And he looked on his sheep. There was a lot of them. They were just white, white as the snow. And when he looked, he saw there was just like stains and stripes and points, sheep. And he said, this is going to be your price. He was really a human person. But he was the man who had his heaven opened. He had a covenant with the God, and he said, everything what I'm going to receive, the 10% I will give you. And then heaven was open. He is sleeping, and he is seeing ladder to the heaven, and I'm seeing angel ascendant and descendant. What's that? Heaven was open. It means that area that you're gonna work is gonna be blessed. I would like that you will understand that every area you are in supposed to be blessing. It's supposed to have heaven opened. Other way, you just sacrifice through your life. Jacob had his heaven opened. He had a covenant with a God. The uncle gave him some tiny beanie sheep and saying, this is your price and reward. The most interesting that he was so blessed that every them were born with the points, stripes, and sheep. And then his uncle was just like, how come? There is not so much, just regular white sheep.
Твои будут те, у которых будет на этой стороне треугольничек, а на этой кружочек.
That's good that he didn't say that they will have a triangle and circles on them.
И все бы были с кружочками.
And he will have a revelation and all of them will have triangles and circles on them.
Менял ему. Знаете,
he changed five times his reward.
Он как только посмотрел все пятнистые, он говорит, нет, пятнистые мои, твои.
And as soon as he looked, everybody just with the stains.
Теперь все беленькие опять стали.
Let all of them have to be just plain. And as soon as he changed his rewards, they all become to be stripes. And we just amaze. What is that from there? Success. Why? Because heaven is open upon Jacob. And after so many years, he took his...
Этого всего было так много, церковь.
All his rewards, it was so many that he's supposed to divide on two parts. And when he was walking, and you know, when you are anointed,
and you couldn't touch them,
and you know, he was in the middle. His brother was on the one side with 450 people, and his uncle Лабан was on the other side. But the most interesting that when you had a covenant with a God, don't afraid, even if you was a sinner in the past. And you're listening like all of them saw visions, dreams. Some of them, God was saying, don't do anything, don't say bad things to Jacob. And they were saying, oh, if not your God, we will bless you. And it doesn't matter how, it doesn't mean how they were going to do it. They had a desire to meet him with a pleasure. He's sarcastic. And you know, when heaven was open upon David, when he was anointed, and you know, nothing was bad for him. You know, the
Saul
tried to kill him. Lions and bears didn't kill him. Goliath.
Если вы хотите знать, Church, что нам нужно как христианам, открытое небо в той сфере, которую ты занимаешь.
Open heaven. Я знаю, что такое,
потому что я хожу под открытым небом.
I know what is this, because I'm walking under the open heaven.
Что бы ты против меня ни говорил.
Doesn't matter what you're gonna speak against me.
Это все, знаете, hate you. Мышиный писк.
It's just like
поезд идет.
Mouse.
Amen.
Voice. But I'm as a train, keep going ahead and ahead and saving souls.
Догнали два человека.
And today I was in a restaurant eating my lunch, and there was two people just came up to me in a restaurant and saying, we seen on you on a TV program, and we want to tell you thank you. You know, I just came and decided to have my lunch.
Бог, когда ты входишь в сверхъестественную сферу,
when you come in
Бог
a supernatural,
тобой,
God
starts
use you, don't ask you.
Вы знаете, что
your
у нас
permission.
Чудеса происходят постоянно.
And сегодня you know, miracles happen all the time. We reading testimonies in Seattle. We want to do it in Portland as well. And there was very unique testimony. One lady was saying, I was looking your program.
У меня все шрамы на руках
зарубцевались.
И были шрамы и швы.
On my hands.
Я когда после передачи
was healed up. And when I look on my skin, it was like a baby skin, just a small tiny. Because and skin was really damaged after cuts and surgery.
Одной из женщин в Израиле приснился сон.
One
она
lady
пишет,
in
говорит,
Israel
говорю,
had a dream,
читаю,
and she said, when I'm writing this down, I'm
говорит,
all shaking. Tonight, in a dream, you came at night when I was at night and cast out demons from me.
Я никому не ходил.
And I'm just thinking, I don't understand, I didn't go anywhere.
Она говорит, я встала, я свободна.
Некоторые I woke up and I'm free.
Попахивает. Нет, Бог будет в последнее время производить такие
God
вещи.
In the
Ты
last days will do so things that you will fly from the place to place as the in New Testament in the book of Acts, as the Philip was like, replaced.
Я вам серьезно говорю, чудеса за чудесами.
Miracles
Один парень
by
говорит,
miracle.
Говорит, накачал сайт от твоих проповедей, забил их, знаете, в плеер свой.
And
говорит,
one guy, he
говорит,
said, I'm downloaded your sermons.
Меня как кувыркнул бес.
And on, when I was listening you,
говорит,
I was on a sidewalk.
Говорит, меня, говорит, забрали в этот,
that
the demon started
to manifest in me.
Говорит, ну я свободен.
And my hand was even hurt because I fell on the ground. But I'm free. I don't have that demon inside of me. I'm telling you honestly. And God is the witness. And those things happen all the time. And I'm shocked what God does.
Ем что-то. Through that.
And maybe I'm just sitting here and eating
знаете,
carrots and there is the people are set free from the demons.
Вопрос,
and I would like to ask you
небо?
A question.
Знаю,
is heaven open upon
мире?
You?
Одна сестра пишет письмо.
And one sister
нас,
is
кстати,
writing letters.
Сотни,
we have a, like
a говорит,
hundreds and hundreds letters.
Что,
and she's saying that
дайте мне вспомнить. Столько свидетельств.
Let me memorize so many testimonies. I want to concentrate.
Да. Спасибо, Дима. Спасибо. Он команда помнит. Снится сон. Она говорит, я была в постели.
She was fasting.
Во сне реально.
And
я в выступлении. Она говорит, я в выступлении и разговариваю с бесами. И говорит, я им задаю вопрос,
she
они мне отвечают.
Speaking with
они
demons,
говорят,
ask them question and they answer. And,
они говорят,
and she asked them,
это реальное свидетельство, я не придумываю, церковь, Бог знает. Они говорят,
saying,
мы боимся Шаповалова и его учения.
We are afraid of Shapovalov and
она
his
говорит,
teaching.
Почему?
And she asked why.
Мне абсолютно все равно, я констатирую факты, которые приходят.
I'm just saying the facts.
И она говорит, почему? Они говорят, потому что он распространяет порох.
Why?
И говорит, когда, говорит, сила Духа Святого сойдет, порох
just,
взорвется.
He's just putting the, that things that when
the
power of Holy Spirit comes, it's become a flame. You know, I don't care, but what I know,
God
let me see the miracle, and I'm not stopping, because God has even more, because the church of the last day will be so strong that apostles will be amazed, because we are living in the last days. And also we have a TV, radio, internet, that the first church doesn't
have. Мы с вами можем быть в одно время на всей земле.
In the same time throughout the world.
On a copy, on a CD, DVD,
and God is doing miracles. The most important that the heaven will open upon every one of you, and when it, heaven is open, God can use you supernatural. And I couldn't receive any credits. And I just simply grateful to my Jesus that He's changing lives in my dream to see more saving souls. More and more to see that saving souls. This is all what I'm dream and preach. And I'm not gonna stop about those things what God is doing. 11 years old, we just was reading on the way down here. When I heard your sermons, he's 11 years old.
Topic.
Which topic he said?
Говорит,
the separating for death. This is very,
том,
very maturity growing topic. This is like that you have to be deaf to be able that God can use. And he's saying, in my 11 years old, I'm dreaming to be the same preacher as your pastor is. At 11 years old, from the Ukrainian, I would like to be a minister. Is this not a miracle that at 11 years old he wants to be a minister? God is keeping keep doing your miracles. My time is so flying. I'm just only in the middle. I will keep saying in my next
я хочу поговорить sermons. С вами именно о нем. Помните Илию и Елисея?
I remember Elijah and Elisha, those two anointing guys of God. They were walking in a power.
Ты не мог обидеть
that
Илью.
You couldn't really
если
hurt them.
Илии что-то сказал,
if you said something against,
и там в стране
he just closed the heaven and there was no rain 3.5 years.
Если ты ему все сказал, слушай,
if you said something, a king said something against him and he said, okay, you broke my peace. 3.5 years, no rain.
И смотрите,
and look,
и что получилось? Царь уже не знал,
king
куда деваться.
Did know where he has to go.
И туда.
He just sent
они уже
there
там
and there.
Умирать. Нет, 3.5 года and дождя. Half здесь 3 years. Нет, иногда дождя летом.
Sometimes
высыхает,
like
3 months
there is no rain and everything is dying.
Вода идет,
but
we
still
вода
have
в
a water.
Воды нет, нет, воды в реке.
And everything is dying.
С ними шутки
but the water in the river even dry out.
Смотрите, что происходило. Происходили очень интересный момент.
And there was very interesting
moment. Вы помните, как был избран Елисей?
You remember how
Елисей это уникальная личность. Elisha, он сжег мосты, как только увидел милость Илии.
He was very unique person.
Как только увидел милость Илии, которая была брошена на него,
and as soon as
он просто заколол валов, он сжег свой труп, жарил мясо, раздал всем, попрощался и ушел.
He just broke everything,
на долгие годы для Илии.
Bowls, and just start to follow Elijah for so many years. And see,
person
going Богу. In a supernatural, and there is the Elisha who is just simply ministering to that.
Уберите все книги, upon him, кассеты, heaven все DVD, is open. Всех людей, у которых не открыто
and I'm just
небо,
simply telling you, don't listen to CDs, DVDs of those people whose heaven is closed. In my library, I have only those who are walking in the glory of God. And I'm not listening to anything. And I'm an anointing person for me is that who has miracles follow them.
Этих книг достаточно на этой земле, чтобы
and we have enough books that you can soak inside of you and adopt it inside of you.
И когда настал момент,
and when there was the moment of breakthrough for Elisha,
вторая глава с 8 стиха.
Let's read that moment from the Bible. 2 Kings.
Четвертая книга царств, вторая глава с 8 стиха.
Second chapter.
Просто следите очень внимательно.
Scripture 8.
И взял Илия милоть свою и свернул и ударил ею по воде и расступилась она туда И туда, и сюда, и перешли они оба посуху. Слушайте очень внимательно. Вы эту историю знаете, естественно, но просто внимательно следите за текстом. Когда они перешли, Илия сказал Елисею: «Проси, что сделать тебе, прежде, нежели я буду взят от тебя».
And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided higher and thither. So that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you. And Elijah said,
Он служил ему.
He ministered
to him. Ты можешь спросить, когда ты служил. Ты
and you can ask when you minister to do something. You was there where you see it flowing. Then some people, the people don't understand this principle.
Смотрите, как
you minister. See how heaven was opened.
Когда они перешли, Илия сказал Елисею: «Проси, что сделать тебе, прежде, нежели я буду взят от тебя». И сказал Елисей: «Дух, который в тебе, пусть будет на мне вдвойне». Некоторые читают это, мы привыкли к вами. Ну, нормально. Пусть будет на мне вдвойне. Что это значит?
And Elijah said,
о, дорогие мои,
I pray you that
это значит,
let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me.
Некоторые люди
some
не получают,
don't receive,
потому что они не видят.
They not seen where they supposed
второй принцип,
to go.
Первый принцип, для того, чтобы открылось
this
твое небо.
Second,
перестань играть в игру.
Number first,
веди с Богом честный диалог и скажи Ему
game,
все, как ты видишь, как понимаешь, и честно
God,
скажи, что
and
происходит
say,
в твоей жизни.
Дорогие, and be honest, what happened
второй момент,
in your life.
Смотрите.
Number two is look.
И он сказал, Дух, который на тебе,
and he said, let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me. Some people may say, it's just
не было помазанников больше, чем Илия на этой земле. Не было. Он единственный в этой славе ходил. И до него не было в такой славе людей.
And some people like, who had the same glory before Elijah had. And Elisha just saying that I would like to have your anointing, not just that anointing, but a double of it.
And
Elijah shocked, and he said,
Дух, который на тебе, пусть будет на мне вдвойне. И сказал он, трудного ты просишь. Если увидишь,
you asked a hard thing,
то будет тебе.
If you see
а
when I am taken from you,
когда они шли,
and if you not see,
дорогой и разговаривая, вдруг явилась колесница огненная и кониумы,
so.
И разлучили их обоих.
And then it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both. And Elijah went up by into the heaven, and Elisha sighed, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and horsemen, and he saw him no more, and he took hold his own clothes and rent them into pieces. You supposed to take who you are, he was the servant of the Elijah, but right now it's a time when you have to take your anointing. And what has happened? He cut off his clothes on two pieces, and he's taking Elijah mentally. Do you know who you are? If you don't, you never reach them, and you will feed yourself those things where you moving for. You know that horse is eating grass, but not diesel. You're not supposed to put carrots inside in the car. Car wouldn't move, but horses will eat carrots. And you're supposed to understand that everything is matching.
Смотри, первое, я перестаю играть в игру.
First, I stop to play the game.
Вы знаете, мне нравится Елисей.
And I like Elisha.
Другой бы сказал, ну вот,
other will say,
упала. Аллилуйя.
The
одел.
Mentally fell on me, hallelujah. I put it on.
Нет, стоп!
They put hands
ты
on me.
Проверил?
No, stop.
Вы меня понимаете?
Are you check it out?
Ты свою лычку проверил пастора?
Are you checked епископа, your position
служителя?
As the elder
and свою
pastor and minister?
Нет? Are you checked your это целая тема, которую я не хочу сейчас касаться. У меня времени.
This is the whole topic.
I
don't have a time to go over with it. You have to check
it
out. If it doesn't work, it's not yours. I will describe what is this. If you're preaching on the stairs and people sleeping, get out of stage.
Amen, я знаю. Дорогие мои.
My dear friends.
Видишь ли ты то, кто ты?
Are you seeing who you are?
Знаешь ли ты то, кем ты являешься?
Who you are is.
Хочешь ли ты, чтобы над тобой было открыто небо, или ты будешь продолжать играть в игру красивого верующего? И перед тем, как
game,
ходишь ты,
будет
ходить твой
представитель
со всеми здороваться и говорить, слава Богу,
will walk with you, and you will meet everybody and say,
oh,
glory
мил.
To God.
Did you check your uniform? Он не шутил шутки.
And I like Elisha. He didn't play jokes. He said, if it came to me, it's supposed to work. And what he did before he wore that, see what happened.
И схватил он одежды свои и разодрал их на две части. И только потом поднял милость.
And he took all his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also a mantle of Elijah and fell from him, that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And now he memorized me a Gideon. Look.
И смотрите, как Елисей разговаривает.
Look how Elijah speak with the God.
И смотрите. Схватил одежды свои, разодрал их, поднял мелочь, упавшую с Илии, упавшую с него, пошел назад, встал на берегу Иордана, взял мантель
of Elijah that fell from him and
smote
the waters and said,
как нагло.
Oh, it's so rude.
Где Господь Бог?
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Разве так можно?
And when he also
А вы знаете, что Бог влюблен в честных людей, аминь?
Ой,
если я хочу увидеть Бога,
like
если эта милость досталась мне,
God loves
мне не надо
that.
Эта лычка, если она не работает, аминь? Мне не надо кафедра, если
them.
Я всех усыпляю. Мне не надо хор, который не может петь.
I
мне не надо группа прославления, которая не высвобождает
помазание
Духа Святого. Мне не нужно служение освобождения, если никто не освобождает церковь. Перед тем, как ты оденешь милость, она должна работать. И поэтому, дорогие мои, меня не волнует
The position that and I'm not really care about the position. I just want to ask if it's work. Is heaven is open? And again, we come back to be honest, to the honesty. And he smote the waters. And what happened? Everything happened how it was with Elijah.
And
then he also had smitten the water. They parted. And this was a moment when from natural Elisha he became a supernatural. And Holy Spirit became to work in his life.
И увидели его сыны пророков, которые в Иерихоне издали, и сказали, почил дух Илии на Елисее.
Son of prophets saw him and they were telling, the Spirit of the Lord has taken him up.
Потому что люди, они не тебя признают.
You
know, они признают помазание на тебе, потому
is
что
not
Бог
recognizing
точно
you
так
and not honor you, but they honor anointing
of God on you. Тебя будут ненавидеть те, которые ненавидят Дух Божий и Его проявление,
and
и Его движение. И любить тебя будут только те, которые любят Бога. И если в жизни что-то неладно, меняй меня, Господь. Я не собираюсь упираться.
They will
Бог,
hate
если
you.
Я не в тебе, меняй меня.
God,
если я сбился с пути, проверь меня, как пишет Давид.
Change me if I change my direction.
Forward
me to the right one. Your life supposed to be focused. Is heaven open on your life? There is no formula for the open heaven. I can just give you some principles. And if you are open person, and you may ask when it's happened from you, listen carefully. It all depends from you. And when you will have enough time with an open heaven, and the very moment will be when you honest. with yourself and will tell, I either have a God in my life or I don't wanna. And everybody has his own time when heaven is open on his life. Don't try to follow the people's opinion and be honest, because God can check you through the like lady or small child and just simply came to you. And there was the angel of God and simply asked you, and you just didn't notice and simply played role, and just there was your ministry and open heaven. Be honest, don't play the games with God. If it's not really good in your life, tell, it's bad in your life. I'm not happy, I don't want to play the role. Be honest with God. Are you seeing yourself as Elisha saw himself with the anointing? And those who are seeing themselves be anointing, they wouldn't miss it. Before you ask for that, you're supposed to see yourself. Are you took something for yourself? Give God all glory. He is worthy. Let's stand up and just simply praise the Lord. God, I praise you and I worship you. I worship you.
I worship you. And I'm asking you,
open and help us to open heaven upon our lives. Let us come in our call and anointing. We would like to praise your name, but carnal doesn't have a part in you and doesn't have any blessing in you. And only those who died for themselves and taken cross and follow you, they are worthy to do what you call them to do. And I ask God, help us to go in our calls and destiny. And I ask you that on everybody who is here, their heaven will be open and the success will come in their life. Doesn't matter if it's spiritual or financing or the family success. And let's breakthrough come in their life in Jesus' name. And bless this family. Amen.